serve God in humility. Big word. Serve God and be humble, knowing that it is not you, it is God enabling you. Amen? Serve God in humility. What does it mean? Everything we go through, everything we do, for the rest of our life, from the time we come to know God, we are supposed to give our life to Him. When people look at us, they should be able to see Him in you. Amen? I could also call this another part that is love. Right? The love of God will cause you to do these things. The love of God will cause you to act in these ways. But you have got to serve God in humility. You know what? It's like, I have a lot of great things that are about ready to crack open. I mean, they're great. They're wonderful. They're outstanding. But none of it is me. Amen? The things that I'm doing now are nothing in comparison with what God is going to use me to do later on. But in all that, that servant's heart, that humbleness, that thankfulness for Him using me cannot go away. I cannot at any time think there's anything in me that is great, but it is Him that is in me that is great. Amen. I can't get to that place where I make a decision to lean on my own ever again. I must stay in that place that in everything I do, I ask Him what is right for me. What should I do? What should I be about? You see, I wish I could take what I've learned over the years and just take it out of me and just rip your head off and put it in you and bandage you back up. But I can't do that. Because the way God deals with His people is over a period of time, over a period of years, over a lot of workshops, you get imparted to as much as you will receive. Impartation is real. And some of it does come by the laying on of hands. But most of it comes through the life workshops that you go through as He is teaching you what you need to learn. And one of the first things that we all need to do is learn to be humble. And to never accept or think for a moment that you are doing anything. But always in everything to give Him the glory. And today I'm going to read this because this is for a Christian. This is about a Christian. This is about a Christian's walk. And if you aren't a Christian today, you should become one. Because it's a good walk. It's a good life. But it isn't easy, and it's easy to be puffed up, because when you truly become a child of the King, the blessings start to abound in your life. And they do. And after a while, if you don't watch yourself, you'll really start to think that it is you. Amen? Father, I love You, God. Let it be today that You open up the hearts and minds of the people. And God, Your Spirit be in this place, pouring out upon each and every one of Your children, Lord. Only You can give these words to them in a way that they'll understand. Help me to be a vessel that can pour out, and help them to be a vessel that will be poured into. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, Amen. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. He's saying, I'm a prisoner of God. You know, in truth, I am His prisoner. I am His slave. I am His servant. And in order to get the things that God wants to give you, you must place yourself in that same position to receive what He intends for you to be about. If you do what you want to do, are you going to get what God wants to give you? And the answer is no. Because He's going to equip you for His purpose, not for yours. You know, a lot of us that are even in ministry, we make this decision that we're going to do this instead of that. That we're going to lean this way instead of going His way. And so when we get to that place that we wanted, we find out that we aren't equipped for that place where we are now at. Why? Because you were never supposed to be there. And He did not equip you for what you want in your destiny. He equips you from the very beginning for what is His destiny for you. And you got to grab a hold of this. Because this is the truth of your life. all the workshops that He puts you through are not for you, but for Him in you. What you're going through is preparing you for the destiny that He has called for you. So if you do what you want to do, you're going to find yourself in a place where you are miserable, unhappy, can't seem to get it right. No matter what you do, it don't work out. And you can't understand why everything's so hard, and it's because you weren't equipped for that. You've got to get to the place that He equips you for. Amen? That's why you can't do what you want to do no more. That's why you can't be about what you want to be about no more. You got to be about what He wants you to be about, because you were bought with a price. You are enslaved to Him. He is preparing you for a destiny. The destiny is for Him to determine, not you. You see, you got to get a hold of this basic concept. Why are there so many miserable Christians and a few happy ones? I'm happy just like I got good sense. I mean, I go through it, people. But in all of it, I fall on the floor. I thank the Lord for my very life, for my breath, for everything He puts me through. And I glory in my trials and tribulations, knowing that He is going to perfect the work which He has started. Amen. I don't run from them. I stay in them. I get like the old bull. I run in. I'm going through. Amen. I'm not going to let nothing run me off my course. I am going to have God to fulfill His destiny for me in me. Amen. I'm not picking the easy path. And you know what? I can remember a lot of times in my life that as I was growing up in the Lord that I could have picked an easy path. But I didn't do it because when I prayed, I knew what I was supposed to do and I decided to do it. Amen. So it says, walk worthy of the calling which you were called. What does that mean? In humbleness. Right? In humility. In the knowledge that it's not you. Right? It says, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. Now let me tell you something. I will speak rude things in your life to shake your tree. Amen? Why? Because I want you to grow. And if I didn't love you, I'd let you stay the same and act the same and be whatever you were, knowing that would never do you no good. If I didn't love you, I would treat you that way, let you get over on me, let you do your stupid stuff, and get away with it. But because I love you, I shake your cage, and I cause you to stare at truth. Amen. That is love. Love is not just letting you do whatever you want. Love is shaking you so hard that the old man is loosed so the new man can live. Amen? Do you hear me? That's love. Love is, if you think that I enjoy confrontation, then you're out of your stinking mind. Because I go through confrontation from the time I get up to the time I go to bed every day. And nobody likes that. If I was a nervous kind of guy, I'd have ulcers. But I don't have to be nervous because I have Jesus. And I'm in the middle of what He called me to be. And that's why I can do these things. But I don't like it. But the day I quit doing them is the day I start having problems. I don't like confrontation. But when I get to that place where I have to make a stand, I stand. When I get to that place that something has to be said to bring around instruction, reproof, and correction, I bring instruction, reproof, and correction. Always, every day, in that person's face, so they can't argue nor deny the truth unless they want to lie to themselves one more time. I can't stop you from lying to yourself, but I can tell you the truth so that the lies will stop sooner or later. The thing about the truth is it stands on its own. You may not like it in a moment, you may not like it in a week, but in a year it comes to rest and there you are. It's been planted. And once the truth has been planted, it's there. Amen? It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. You were called in one hope, and that hope was Jesus. We were all called in the same hope. That hope in every one of us is Jesus. The hope of the resurrection. The hope of everlasting life. The knowledge that our sins can be forgiven. The supreme sacrifice that no matter what, we have hope in our life because He came for us. Amen. Amen. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. I'm not about denominationalism. I know where I'm at. I know what church body I'm a part of. But I'm about Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, God Almighty. Amen? And He supersedes all denominational lines. I'm here to tell you today that I can walk into any church and sit down and I'm at home. Do you know why? Because they're all my dad's house. And I'm my dad's child. And it don't matter whose house they think it is. I know whose house it is. If it's a church that God has instituted, it is my dad's house and I'm His child and I'm welcoming all of them. Amen? And if I want to jump up and shout and everybody else just sits there like bumps on a log, they can sit there. I'm going to jump up and shout anyway. Amen? If I want a hallelujah or amen, I can do that. And I don't care what kind of church it is, because in all those things, I'm not doing it for attention, but I'm doing it for the Lord. Amen? So there's only one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. What's this saying? That He is inside of you. That you already have Him. But you need to open up that gift and get the whole thing instead of part of the thing. Let's just say that God has given you a gift because He has. It's called salvation. Right? So it's like going to the post office. Some of you guys get packages. I never do. I get bills. But you get packages. Right? Now, if you take that package home and you don't open it, you never find out what's inside. Right? So you get the package, you take it home, you sit it on the desk, and you just leave it there. You got the whole thing, but all you're doing is looking at the wrapper. Salvation is just the wrapper of the blessings that God wants for your life that are within. But you got to take your effort and open it up and find out what that really means. Amen? See, a lot of people, they just want to say, I got the package. Well, hey, praise God, you got the package, but that's not the gift. The real gift is the abundant life that goes along with the salvation. It is not just a salvation process. Amen? But you got to open up the package. But if you don't open up your Bible, if you don't pray, if you don't seek God, you never get in. Oh, you got the salvation thing and you go bump your head regular. You're a yo-yo, you know you are. What's the problem? The problem is you. The problem is not God. God, how come you let this happen to me? He hung on the tree. He said, it is finished. I'm done. Here, take my gift. Take it home with you. Here's the whole thing. Here, take it. So you're over there and you're sniveling and you're bitching and you're whining. Right? About why all this stuff is going on in your life. And the fact is, He gave you the whole thing, but you never opened it up to see it. Amen? Why? Because you were afraid. Afraid of what? You'd have to change. Amen? What do you mean I can't have this? What do you mean? You see, because you know that with that you're about to open up, there's going to become responsibilities on your part you're going to have to fulfill. It's going to take you effort. Life is not just one big old dream that you can just lollygag around and get everything. You've got to work towards things. A lot of you guys don't like to work. Amen? But serving God is work. Ministry is work. It's work. How many people have been out there on a Saturday and set up and tore down and set up a whole nother service? That's work, isn't it? But let me ask you this, and I've heard people snivel about how much work it is on Saturday night. But how many of the souls do you want me to give back that were saved on Saturday night? You get it? When people start telling me about how hard it is, well, how many of God's children do you want me to give back to the devil because you're too stinking lazy to work? How many? Is it work? Yeah. But how many of you want me to give back the souls that were won that the work had to be done in order for them to have a place to come to be saved that night? Kind of gives you perspective, doesn't it? Amen? I want to go on vacation. Why? What are you tired from? The work is yet to begin. We have truly just begun. You think we're doing things this year that take a lot of effort? That ain't nothing compared to next year. Next year, there will be 5 times more things going on than this year. Amen? Why? Big fish pond. Got to throw in a big net. Got to go do some serious fishing. None of this trolling stuff. You understand? Got to throw a big old net out there. Why? So that those that are called can come and have a life. And we've got to be faithful with our time and our efforts in order that they will come and have that life. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? You understand? Responsibilities. It says, one God and one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. He's there. He has already given you the strength to do all things. He has already given you the cure for all your problems. But you got to open the package. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. What does that mean? It says in the Bible that His gift was eternal life, and He also said that those that will choose to be disciples, that not only what I have done you shall do, but more than, because I go home to the Father. You will do more and greater works for God than He did Himself, but through God. That's the kind of grace He left at the place. He's given you the grace of equipping you. He's given you the knowledge, the direction you need to be all things to all men. You have that potential inside of you to win thousands and potentially hundreds of thousands to the Lord because of what He left you, which is His Holy Spirit power. He has empowered you already, but you don't understand the power. Because you got to get into the gift. You know what? When I got a gift from a rich man, which I haven't got yet, but someday I will, I assure you that when I open it up, I'm going to go through every one of those little peanuts to make sure he didn't hide a diamond or something and everything. I'm going to tear it apart and make sure I don't miss nothing in that box that comes with the gift in it. Hello. And I feel that same way when I read the Bible. That I'm not going to let no piece or no part go untouched. I am going to tear it apart and look at everything. Because I'm going to get all the things that he wants to give me. And I'm not going to overlook any of it. Did you get that? Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. What did he do? He took away your captivity. He'll take away your bondage. He'll take away all those things, and he will capture you with his love. And when he captures you with his love, he will give you gifts. And those gifts are not for you. They're for the world around you and for everybody you know to be used by him. What is your gift? I mean, I can't draw. If I go to draw something, I make a stick creature or something. You know what I mean? If I'm going to draw a person, I get some little sticks, put them together, and a little happy face, smile, a couple eyes, and that's it. That's the limit of my skills. But there's people here that can draw. That's like singing. I will sing louder than anybody else. But is that my skill? Well, to me it is. And because I do it for the right reasons. But is that what God gave me as a gift? Well, no. You understand? But I'm honest, but I'm not shy. But God gave us all gifts, and those gifts are to be used for His glory. You know, sometimes I tell people they have a gift, a hospitality. I pray for that. Where they just walk up to people and they auto-relate to them. You know what I mean? They're just sitting there like my wife's mom, man. She can walk up to anybody and she plays that grandma role. And before you know it, she's just in a major conversation. I'm sitting there going, how does she do that? Because I'm not there. That's not my gift. Although I pray for that kind of gift so that I can win more. Amen? But what gift do you have? And you have a gift because God gave all men and women gifts. But what is it? Do you understand? I can't tell you, although I can tell some of you, but in reality, you need to get that gift exposed by you as you open up that present that God gave you. Amen. That's your exploration to find out what God would have you to do with that once you find out what it really is. It says, now this he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into lower parts of the earth. He set the captive free. Amen. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he gave him some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Amen? He gave them gifts for what? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And what does that mean? What it means is you have gifts. God said He gave you gifts. Right? You have gifts that God gave you. But do you use them for God? You know, that's like I think about what's that girl's name? Whitney Houston. Raised in a gospel choir. That girl can sing. But does she use it for the glory of God? But do you think God gave her that gift so she can make a bunch of money? Or do you think that He gave her that gift to glorify Him? So if you can sing, sing unto the Lord. If you can mechanic, mechanic unto the Lord. If you can take and you can clean, clean unto the Lord. If you can drive, drive unto the Lord. If you can teach, teach unto the Lord. If you can be that person with that gift of humanity, that humanitarianism that draws all into you, then be that person for those that they might see God. In every gift that you've been given, it is to be used for Him and Him alone. What is that gift that you can have? What is that you're talking about? Right now, today, I'm sitting there thinking about all you hustlers. I got a room full of stinking hustlers. They hustle their mamas, their dadas, their cousins, their aunts, their uncles, all their lives. Well, that is a gift. What are you saying, Dominic? Well, that gift was not given to you for your own personal edification. That gift was given to you so that you can go out and evangelize and just take and bring that person to the Lord as you teach them the truth in a way that they understand for the glory of God. Did you get it? It's a gift. You just perverted it. Because everything that is not used for God is perverted. Amen? Because that gift wasn't made for you to be a hustler. It was made for you to be able to bring the truth to others about God in a way that they would understand. You talk people out of everything, including their pants and their money. It's about time you learn how to talk people into the kingdom of God. Do you understand? See, I got to tell the truth. You know what I mean? I'm telling you that you all have gifts. That you all are to use your gifts for the glory of God. They are not all the same gifts. That's why it's called the body of Christ. Because we all got to be able to do what we got to do. Let me draw one of my stick figures here. I'm pretty good at this. Get ready. Here it comes. This is the head. Pretty cool, huh? There's a point. I'll get there. Not bad. A little lopsided. Reminds me of how I used to view life, and most of you still do. Right? Got a neck, big one. Body, big body. Stick legs. There's a point, I'm getting there. Amen? Arm, hand, fingers. He's blessed, he's not like me. What's my point? The body of Christ is a cripple because people that have the missing parts take them and use them for themselves instead of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is crippled because people do what they want to do instead of what God sent them here to earth to do. Obviously, I'm not supposed to be an artist either. But you know what? If you got an arm, but you ain't got a hand, you have a hard time picking things up. And as a matter of fact, if you got a body and you're missing an arm or a hand, you're going to have a hard time operating that body correctly. And the body of Christ today is full of missing parts because people do not do what they're supposed to do. They do what they want to do. Now, you know, I mean, the kids would like it. We can relate. I think I'm relatable to kids at this time in this way. Of course, they're probably better artists than me. But my whole point is this. The body of Christ is missing parts because you aren't participating with the part that they need. Did you get that? Am I accusing you? Well, let's just say I'm not accusing you, but I'm enlightening you. What were you doing before you came here? Well, don't tell me because I don't want to hear your sad stories. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to make you aware of the truth. God has given you a gift. And whatever that gift is, that's a missing part in the body of Christ. Until you get it into the body of Christ. Amen? In everything, that every gift that God has given us, He gave it to us for one reason. And that reason is to be used by Him inside the body of Christ. You know, someday I'll have an artist make a picture. I've already had several made. Amen? I mean, I'm not an artist. But you know what? I am a truth talker. Right? I am knowledgeable about the things of God and how to bring them to you in a way that you could understand. You get it? And you need to get to a place where you understand that you have a responsibility that goes along with your salvation. And every gift that you have was given to you to be used for the edification and the equipping of the body of Christ. So if you aren't doing your job because you choose not to be a leader, because you choose to just slide by, because you choose to just do the easy thing, then you are actually cheating the body of Christ because you are a missing part. Now let me tell you something. There's a lot of stories that go along with this, and it's a whole other Bible study. But I'm not going to go into it right now. But I want you to know that you must serve God in humility, recognizing that whatever gift that you have is a God-given gift. Amen? God gave you that gift, and everybody in this room has that gift. I can't tell you what it is, but as you serve God, you'll find out what it is. And then when you find out what that gift is, you're supposed to take that and equip the body of Christ through using your gift for the edification and the equipping of the group of saints that you're a part of. Amen? And that's the truth for every one of us. And it's not a dollar thing. That gift has nothing to do with money. It's a God thing. God is not about money, although He has all the money in the world. Right? He's about a people thing. And I'm going to close with this thought. You know, it talks in here about being long-suffering and being gentle. And you know what, people? Do not mistake in any way long-suffering and me turning my head at any time for anything less than giving you an opportunity than being who you need to be. I'm not a sap. I'm not a sucker. You understand? I know the truth is that most of you guys, when you hustle me, think you're getting over on me, but it's just not true. It is God's grace and mercy in action in your life that is allowing you to go through to completion. Amen? Why? Because God wants you to be that missing body part that you are. And He talks and He walks with me every day. And He has me to do things that I would not normally do. A lot of people ask me things like, well, how come you put up with this person, but you don't put up with that person? Well, let me tell you, I don't know. What do you think about that? Because this isn't my ministry. This is God's ministry. And God tells me what He wants, and whether I want to do it or not isn't even my decision. It's His decision, what He wants to do with what is His. And I am His, and His ministry is His. And by the way, if you're wondering, you're supposed to be His. And the reason why I say it like that is because when you get the realization that you were bought with a price and that you are to serve Him all your days, then you get humble because you recognize the gift that He has given you, and then you get more inquisitive and you want to open up the package to get the whole thing, and you're going to quit skipping over the parts you don't like. How many people know what I'm talking about? We don't want to read all the parts. We don't like it because it causes us to die more. But when you realize the gift that He has given you, then you're going to open up that box and you're going to go through all the parts to make sure you get it all, and you're not going to miss any. And that's when you're truly going to become that gifted, disciplined person that slides into the body of Christ and does what they're supposed to and fills out, so we're not no longer walking around like cripples. But every piece and every part is now there. Are you hearing me here today? You know, I know a lot of you guys think that, and I always say a lot of guys, and that's not really relevant. You know, I'm not pointing fingers, you know. But you think that, you know, I talk about being humble, but you don't think that I am. But you don't know me at all. You understand? You won't understand hardly anything that I speak to you for probably 5 years. You won't understand my teachings, a lot of them, for 2 or 3 years. Right? Because I walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And most people in this room still walk in the flesh and not the Spirit. And the Spirit and the flesh are always at odds with one another. And you're judging me like a man, and I'm judging you like a spiritual child. You understand? I'm not even looking at you in the human sense. I'm looking at you as where you are in the God sense. And there's a big difference on the way I view you than the way you view me. So when I'm bold, I'm always going to be bold about the things of God. When I'm trying to make a point with you, I'm always going to be abrupt and to the point. Right? Because you see, I love you. And I don't want you to commit suicide on your growth out of the crib. So however I feel like I got to get to you and show you, that's what I'm going to do. But I love you. And you don't like what I have to say. But yet you'll go out and play with the devil who wants to kill you, and you'll do everything he has to say. So let me ask you a question. Would real love just let you stay the same? And that's the part you got to understand. Real love will bring the truth home in a way you like or don't, but it'll always be the truth. Because when the truth comes in and settles and grows, then you start to change and become who you're supposed to be. Is it easy? Hey, let me just finish this, and now I'm going to close for the first, second, third, or fourth time. I'm not sure. But I'm going to close. I don't always like what I do, but I love Jesus. I told you before that I don't like the confrontation I go through all day, every day, but I go through it. Why? Because I didn't pick my calling. He picked me. Did you get it? And I didn't tell him, okay, I don't want it, it's too hard. I took it because that's what he gave me. So whatever it is you're supposed to do, whatever gift you have, you're supposed to use for Him. You're not to pick and choose it. You're to receive it. And whatever it means, you get a hold of it and you use it. You don't have the right to live for yourself no more. Amen? You've been bought with a price. And don't be one of the reasons why the body of people you're a part of walks around like a cripple. Grow up. Get it all. Use the gift that God gave you and use it with discipline so that you can fulfill that part in the body of Christ you're supposed to be. I'm going to end now. It's third or fourth or fifth closing, I'm not sure. The hardest group of people that I deal with in my life are artists. When I say artists, I'm not talking about, you know, drawers necessarily, or it's those people that can do these things like draw or else sing, play music. You know, artists. You know, artists. Do you understand? Because just because of the gift that God has given them, it gives them an independent mind. Right? They think different than most people. Now, if you're like me, you probably can't walk up and draw a picture of a person. Now, I can write a song, and I've done it. I know how to do that, and it's another side of it. But you know what? The hardest thing to do is to get a person that has that independent thinking to think as part of a whole unit. Amen? Why? Because of the independence of that line of thought that is different than most kind of sets them apart. And they're always going to have a harder struggle to pull themselves in. Amen? Because they literally think different by nature of the gift that God has given them. But I'm going to tell you one thing. That's like rap stars. I deal with this all the time. Rock and roll. I got a list of people that call me from all over all the time wanting to play music here and this and that. First thing I want to know is, who's your pastor? You know what I mean? Oh, well, Brother Dominic, I play this kind of music, that kind of music. Cool. Who's your pastor? Well, what do you mean? Well, who's your pastor? Well, you know, I play all over. Well, but who is your home church pastor? And most of the artists you'll find don't have one. They're not connected. Why? Because that's that side of them that they have not yet learned discipline in. A gift without a discipline leads to failure. You've got to have discipline and a gift to have success. Did you get that? So some of you that are artistically inclined, you know, I'm just telling you that you're going to have to recognize that part of you that you're going to have to work with. Amen? Because I'm telling you the truth, and those of you that have those artistic inclinations, you know I'm right. You've always been bullheaded. You've always been one way. Art has always come first, and then Jesus may be alongside or not yet. But He's not got to be alongside. He's got to be on top. Amen? So if you play music or you draw or whatever, you better always remember that. You're going to have a little extra struggle because you got a little different kind of gift. Amen? How many people recognize what I'm talking about today? It's just true, man. And you got to recognize that, and it's something else in your life you got to work through. But it's not a bad thing, because once you have it identified and once you recognize it, then it's still the same. All gifts that God has given is for the body of Christ, for edification, for equipping of all. Amen? But if you're not in all the way the body of Christ, then your gift is not quite working the way God would intend it to do. And all of us are the same. We all have gifts. And all of us got to get to the place where we have discipline in those gifts so that we might bring edification and equipping to the body of Christ. That's the only reason you got to get somebody in here might be a great carpenter or might be a great plumber or might be a great floor care specialist or whatever. Porcelain king, queen. You understand? I mean, somebody that just has an eye for detail, that they really understand organizational skills. Those are all gifts. Amen? Those are all gifts. Somebody might have a gift with numbers. I mean, they look at a set of numbers and they just, wow, and it just works. Those are all gifts. That mind, that's a gift. All of us have gifts. But all our gifts are to be used for the glory of God. Amen? And when you get to that place in your life where you understand, you're going to have great things happen in your life. And the body of Christ will be better for you instead of drugged down by you. Amen? I love you guys, but you got to get discipline in your life along with the gift you have in your life. They go together. One without the other will never work. Amen. Father, I love you, God. Let it be today that each person in this place just gets a hold of this thought, that today is the day that they get a hold of it in such a way that they recognize that you are God, Lord. God, I know that I can't do everything, but Lord, I'm bound and determined I'm going to try anything. But Lord, let me always remember to stay within my gift, because in it you are perfected in me. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen.